Good morning. Happy birthday, everyone. Well, to start us off, we're going to kind of take a look back at what God has done over the 10 years, a decade. Can you believe it? That God is the one who established this church, and he is the one that continues to bring us incredible, miraculous accomplishments in the lives of people and in this city and beyond, really. So just some fun facts as well as a bit of our history from the last 10 years. You know that our before we came to this place in GSIS, we were in four other places. Yeah, and the first place where we started was in Pastor Jack and Jenny's apartment in Suji, and we have a picture of that. That's our founding pastors. Yeah, they are now our full-time missions pastors in Nepal, serving there. We're maybe separated by countries, but one in heart continually, and there are about 20 people who came to this service back in 2006. I just recognize a few. If you can see Laura, she's really, really small in that picture. Yeah, you can see her. So, and then we moved to a place in Pundang, and this was Shinyak Kyoe, Shinyak Church, and we stay there for a little bit of time. And before we came to GSIS, we were at Wonchan Baptist for a little bit, and then God had established us at GSIS. The funny story is the first service that we had here at GSIS, there were more people in the band than there were actually sitting here in the auditorium. In 2010, February 7th, we announced Mountain Child. So this is our heart's response as a church family to God's call to reach unreached people groups in this world, people who've never heard of the name of Jesus Christ. And Mountain Child was born. And God has us preaching the gospel. He has us showing who Jesus is to the remote places of the Himalayan mountains and the people groups there. And that work is not only continuing, it's continuing to grow and thrive as God is the one at the center of all of that. And then soon after, in March of 2014, we were once known as Life Church, and we changed our name to The Nations. Did you guys know that? Yeah. And that, the reason being is, it just became so much more fitting because we are a church of the nations for the nations. That we are ones that are made up of so many countries. I think about 26 was the last I heard of different countries represented within our church family. And God has us going to all the nations of the earth, telling people about the life that is in us, that is Jesus Christ, as he lives that life, his life through us. Another part of our history was Mosaic. Who was part of Mosaic? Do you guys, anybody remember Mosaic? Okay, a few. Mosaic was our first kind of church office. And the other cool thing is it was a coffee shop. And it was the first place where we could find a place to build community, have offices, and join together, have Bible studies. And this is a band called Station 2 that was there. But that just really helped us be able to connect throughout the week in a very important part of our history. We now have offices very close to here in Suwon. That's less like a coffee shop, but still very cool. But this was very, very important back in 2009. You know, we've met in four different locations, like I mentioned. Give or take, we've had 26 different countries represented here. We've had thousands of people. I'm talking thousands of people who have been joining us here in our church family and being touched and powerfully changed and transformed and being sent throughout the world. This is kind of the nature of how God has made us as a church family, is that we are constantly changing. You know, we changed our name, we've gone through changing leadership, but one thing that has never changed is the eternal vision that God has given to us as a church. And the vision that God has given to us is something that He began, and He continues to work in us and through us as His body. And let me read this to us so that we are reminded and that we are continually invigorated by this call that God has given to us as His body. The nation's church exists to demonstrate God's love. How? By valuing people and bringing them into a relationship with Jesus so that every believer, and here's the thing, if you have come to the nation's church, we believe that has been God's purpose, that you are here and that His will is for you to experience freedom in Christ Jesus. Yeah? Strength through God's Holy Spirit and the fulfillment of your God-given purpose here on earth. We believe as a believer, every believer, that this is His will for you to encounter and experience that in your time with us. This freedom that we have is the freedom not just to do anything that we please. It's better than that. It's the freedom against the master and power of sin. Did you know that sin is a destroyer? It's the worst bully that you can ever think of or may have experienced. It's worse than that. This power of sin destroys everything that is of anything that has life. The power of sin will put thoughts into your mind so that you can believe things about yourself that will destroy you. The power of sin will put thoughts in your mind and in your heart so you can believe things about others that will destroy you and the people that you love and hold dear to your heart. The things that we do in terms of what are sinful actions are not things because you did something bad. It's because of the power and authority of sin that has held us in slavery. And this freedom is freedom in Christ from this master, from this power, from this destroyer. And it's a freedom that is absolute and is for us to all experience in Christ Jesus. And the reason that God has given us this freedom is so that we don't have to be under the authority and power of sin anymore, but now under the authority and power of Jesus Christ. And everything that He has, we have. In Matthew 28:18, Jesus says, "Now all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So now go and make disciples of all nations." See, we are under His authority. He's freed us to be under His authority so that we can be empowered by His power, so that we can experience His strength and not our limited strength and power. Why? Because it is His power that is needed to fulfill the purpose, His eternal purpose, that He's given to each and every one of you. No matter how old you are, no matter where you come from, God created you, He bore you into this world, and He's given you an eternal purpose so that He can fulfill it by His power. This is why He has brought us together for freedom, strength, and purpose. And He's given us this so that we can have faith in it together as a family. And He's given us so that He can complete it. Because He started it, He will complete it. Amen? Well, a lot of you guys may be asking that, where's Pastor John? Pastor John could not be here today. He's given us a short message. I'm going to let him explain why he's not here. But he asked me today to send his absolute love and wish for wanting to be here, but just out of the situation that came up, he was not able to. But he's also given us a time for a short message, so he's still going to be preaching to you, so wait for that. But before then, we've here at the Nations had four families that have been raised up to become full-time missionaries in Nepal. And we'll be hearing from some of those families, and they wanted to bring their greetings to us by video message here. And you'll hear from the Reeds, the Smiths, and the Thralls. So I'll play that for you right now. And right after that, Pastor John's message is going to appear, and then he's going to speak to us at that time. So here we go.
안녕하세요. 네팔에서 환영드립니다. 10년 기념을 축하드리고 미래에서 더욱 좋은 10년이 되길 바랍니다. 도움과 기도를 주셔서 너무 감사하고 여름에 보세요.
Greetings to all of you at the nations from Kathmandu, Nepal. It's the Reed family here, and we're excited to celebrate with you together today for 10-year anniversary. It's amazing that 10 years has gone by since those beginning days. And I can remember as I was thinking about what to share with you today, just a few of the memories of what we were doing 10 years ago. I can remember Jenny and I preparing for our first small group, and I think if I'm right, it was in Sune. They're close to Bundong. And we thought it would be a great idea to host just an English conversation small group at a noodle bar. And so we had big hopes and dreams of the hundreds of people that would come to the noodle bar. And so we bought lots of food and got a huge table with a big room and ordered all the food. It was brought out to the table, and we sat there, and we waited, and we waited, and we waited, and no one came. And we were feeling pretty discouraged that night, but we thought we'll try it one more time until the next week rolled around. And sure enough, people started to come. And that was the first that I remember of, the first kind of beginning seeds of the birth of the Nations Church there in Korea. And we just want to thank you for all that you do to support us. I can remember 10 years ago, Laura was about 5 years old. Hudson was about 1 year old. Kaya was not even a thought yet. And now, through the years, we've been so delighted to see what God has done through the powerful church that has been planted there in Suwon. And we want to come to you today and tell you how much we love you, how much we appreciate you for all of your prayers, thoughts, support, resources, teams, you name it. We love you dearly and thank God for what he's doing for you and how you're touching the world. And just want to celebrate today with you and say to you, happy anniversary. Can we say happy anniversary?
Happy anniversary.
Hi, this is Scott and Sarah, and we are in Kathmandu, Nepal right now. Happy anniversary, Nations. I can't believe it has been 6 whole years since we were back in Korea attending the Nations, and we often think back on those times fondly.
We just want to thank you guys for the support that you've been to the work here in the Himalayas over the years. It's been amazing to watch the Lord grow this work that's here. And I mean, even just this week, we're about to go back up to the Nupri Valley in the northern part of the Himalayas. And we're going to be doing some surveys for Mountain Child INGO. We're taking along with us some of the ranch kids who are about to graduate. And it's just really cool to see how all of it has worked together. And we just really want to thank you guys for having been part of that this whole time as the ministry's grown.
Thanks, Nations.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
We are Mark and Sano and Jin Thrall, and we just want to start by saying happy 10-year anniversary to everyone there at the church.
안녕하세요. 잭 목사님하고 제니 사모님께서 첫 예배 드린 지가 별로 얼마 된 것 같지 않은데 벌써 10년이 됐네요. 그동안 10년 동안 저희 교회와 함께 해주신 하나님께 우선 감사드리고요. 저희 10주년 예배에 저희들이 함께 했으면 더 좋았을 텐데 못해서 조금 아쉽지만 이렇게 영상으로라도 인사드릴 수 있어서 좋습니다.
So yeah, like Sano said, we, you know, have been a part of the church actually since the very first Sunday 10 years ago. When we met in Jack and Jenny's living room with, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 people or so. And it was just our privilege to serve there for 8 years before we moved here to Nepal 2 years ago. But we were a part of the church there just for those 8 years. And it's been so exciting and such a privilege for us to just be a part of the ministry and watch the church grow and just see all the people that have come and gone, and some of you are still there, but just to watch all the lives that the church has been able to impact and is still impacting today. And you guys know exactly what I'm talking about when we say that it's such a wonderful place to be, and we wish we could be there with you celebrating your 10th anniversary, but we're really just enjoying serving the Lord here in Nepal. And actually what we're doing here and what the Reeds and Smiths are doing here this is really an extension of what you guys are doing there at the church. You know, as you guys serve and you're a part of the ministry here in Nepal as well, we're just joining hands together just with ministry, not just there in Korea, but here in Nepal as well, reaching the unreached of Nepal. And so together we join hands with you in ministry, and just we wanted to say thank you again. Thank you for your love and your prayers. And we miss you guys, and we'll be there this summer, so we're hoping to see everybody then. All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So if you don't know who the Reeds are, this is our founding pastors. I believe Laura was just 1 year old, and Hudson was, Laura is probably older than that, and Hudson was probably around a year old, and Kaya was probably not even in the picture around that time. So can we try to see if we can go to even to Pastor John's message? Will that play?
Well, good morning, everybody. This is a first, isn't it? For everybody who's obviously part of the nation's church, you will know that this is not the normal way that we do Sunday service, with the pastor speaking to you, speaking to us from a video. And I just want to explain that there's a reason that I'm not there today, and of course it's the anniversary Sunday, and I'm missing being there with you, celebrating this 10th anniversary, but just a few days ago I had a very urgent request asking for me to consider helping with something, and really believe that God was instructing me to do that. And that just means that I can't be with my church family as we celebrate the 10th anniversary. And so I'm away this Sunday, and we'll also be away next Sunday. But I wanted to say to everybody, especially the nation's church family, happy 10th anniversary. And I know that the time that you spend together today is going to be really, really special, as God reminds you of the many things that he has done and worked both within us and through us over those 10 years. And also as we recognize what he's working in our hearts and working through our lives right now, and the expectation, the faith we have of all that he will continue to do as we simply surrender our hearts to him and we allow him as our Savior and as our Lord to live his life through us. And so I trust you'll have an amazing day. I can almost taste the lunch that you're going to be enjoying in just a little while down at Pribene. And pray that you'll have a wonderful time of fellowship together. Also want to say hi and welcome to all our guests and friends that have joined in these celebrations or simply visiting the nation's church today. We always love to welcome new friends, new guests, and I really pray that you'll sense the Spirit and the presence of God in the time that you're visiting with us. And of course we look forward to welcoming you very, very soon in the near future. I'd really less like to share something that God has been speaking to me over the past few weeks. As you know, we've been going through a series called Conquered, and especially been thinking about how Christ conquers our hearts, how important it is that we allow him and desire for him to do that. And as I've been just meditating on the truths that God has been speaking to us, there's been a little book which I often draw out and refer to. And there was one phrase in there which really stood out to me very, very recently as I was reading through and meditating on these things. I'd just like to share that with you and then read some verses from God's Word. And this is that one sentence. And the author says this, very, very simple, but so, so profoundly true. He says, true conversion. In other words, what it really means to be a Christian is nothing but a surrender to live only to do the will of God. Let me read that to you again. True conversion is nothing but a surrender to live only to do the will of God. You know, sometimes we may feel that the Christian life gets complicated. And there are, of course, circumstances that we can work through, and that can be the condition of our own heart that indeed can make it feel as though living a Christian is difficult, complicated, or whatever. But when we really break it down, that phrase, I think, just brings such a simple and profound truth to us, that it opens up for us the potential and the anticipation that Father God has for each one of us to not experience constant difficulties and challenges in trying to live this life, but simply to surrender our will to the will of God. And that is why it's so important that we know Jesus not just as our Savior, the one who saves us from our sins, when God forgives us. And not only do we know God as the one who gives us eternal life, but we must recognize and welcome into our hearts Jesus Christ as the Lord of our lives, the one whom we serve with, not out of duty. God forbid that would be so. Not out of a sense of obligation. Not because we want to try and impress God. It's impossible to do that. And not because we feel that if we do that, we're going to get something in return. No, it's out of this deep, deep love that we have and appreciation that we have for God, that He saved us, that it is our joy and it is our honor, it's our privilege to know Jesus Christ as our Lord, our Master. And then when we just live in that place of constant surrender to Him, then we know His presence with us. We know the voice of His Holy Spirit who speaks to us, the Word of God, the will of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit who enables us to desire Jesus as Lord. He enables us to receive and to believe the Word of God. And He empowers us. He does it in us and through us. And this is, isn't it? This is what we hear so often at the Nations Church. This is the simple, pure, beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ. We can't do it. We can't save ourselves, and we certainly cannot live the life of a Christian ourselves. And here's the beautiful message: God never intended us to. It was man who came up with that idea. God is the one that saves us. He's the one that keeps us. He's the one that lives through us when we will surrender our lives to Him. And I just want to share some verses with you very briefly. They're taken from the book of Ephesians. I know that Young Ho is going to be sharing with you this morning something of the history of the Nations Church, as well as just reminding you of the vision statement that really is the motivation behind everything that we seek to embrace within the Nations Church, as we seek to obey the vision that God has given to us to enable people, as many people as we possibly can, to experience the genuine, authentic freedom that is ours in Jesus Christ, and the full power, the strength of the Holy Spirit, and that we may together pursue and fulfill the purposes of our Heavenly Father, freedom, strength, and purpose. And so, very quickly in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, Paul, writing to some of the very first Christians, says this, for this reason, and he has been talking about the eternal purposes of God, of Christ living in us and living through us and accomplishing the will of God through us. Not us doing it for him, him doing it through us. How exciting is that? For this reason, Paul says, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. And this was his prayer, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Another translation says that he would grant you from the rich treasury of his glory. Limitless. There is no limit to his glory. That he would grant you to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the innermost man. You see, God doesn't say to us, now you're a Christian, you must be strong. And I think some of us have to learn that lesson at some stage in our life. But no, God says, what I want to do is I want to be your strength by my Spirit who dwells in you, in your innermost being, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. How do we know that Christ is dwelling in us? Because God gives us the faith to believe that and to know it. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. So how do we do that? How can we know the love of God in this way, the love of Jesus Christ? It is as we are one together as saints, as we have relationship in Christ together, one in him. So we see the expression of God's love as Christ lives in each one of us individually, and we see the fullness of his love amongst us. And this was Paul's prayer for us, that we may know this love, the love of Christ which passes knowledge. So don't go thinking you'll get to a place where you fully understand it, because God says, my love goes beyond your human knowledge. And then he says these words, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Wow. Just take a moment to think about that. So here is God's love expressed to us through one another as Christ dwells in us by his Spirit. And as that happens and our hearts become open to it, what happens? We become filled with all the fullness of God. And we may think, well, I don't deserve that. That's true. But God still says it. You may think, I don't understand that. That may be true. God still says it. And we must be those people who believe what God says, that we enable him to empower us with faith to believe it. So when God says that his desire is that we may be filled with all of his fullness, that is his will for every one of us. How amazing is that? Then what happens when as the church of Jesus, as the family of God, become conscious and aware that we are filled with his fullness? The next verse tells us, now to him who is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think, according to the power which works within us, which we know is the power of the Holy Spirit, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. And we say amen to that. You know, the nation's church is not set up and established. It wasn't birthed by God to glorify man or to achieve great human achievements. The reason that God established this beautiful, miraculous church, which you and I have the great honor of being a part of, and the work that we're celebrating today, the purpose that that church, why that church has been established, our church family, is this simply, that within the church, God Himself will be glorified. In you, in me, in us, through all generations. And we're living in a generation, my friends, that desperately needs to see and to know the glory of God as it really is. And I believe that that is what happens amongst us and through us. I believe that God empowers us by His Spirit. And not only when we come together, as you have today, to worship and to pray and to celebrate together, not only is it then that we experience and we know the glory of God, but wherever we are, and I mean in our homes, at our places of work, where we take time for leisure and pleasure perhaps, wherever, that is where, through us, God is glorified. And that is where people can see and experience for themselves, as God works through us, they can see and experience His freedom, His strength, and His purpose for their lives. Let me read you that quote one more time. Very, very simple, very clear. True conversion is nothing but a surrender to live only to do the will of God. Amen. Well, my friends, I believe you're going to have a wonderful day continuing to celebrate God's goodness and His faithfulness. And I just want you to take time throughout today to greet each other and celebrate together, and maybe find some people that you have never met before or don't know so well, and just join hearts in Christ as you celebrate and as you look forward to everything that God has purposed to work within us and through us. So, send my love to you. Have an amazing day. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you real soon. God bless.